opening the seal judgments, when the Lamb takes the scroll. Most Christians say they believe the book of Revelation. Far fewer live as if its opening chapters could unfold at any moment. In a sobering episode of Christ in Prophecy's Inquiring Minds series, Tim Moore and Nathan Jones open Revelation chapters 4 through 6 and confront viewers with a truth many pulpits avoid. History is not drifting, stalling, or spiraling out of control. It is moving inexorably toward a moment when Jesus Christ takes possession of the earth, and judgment follows. This episode approaches Revelation from a historic premillennial perspective, affirming a future tribulation, the bodily return of Christ, and his literal reign on earth, a framework Lamb and Lion Ministries has consistently defended from Scripture. Before a single judgment is released, the scene shifts to heaven itself. John is summoned upward, a picture of the church's removal at the close of the church age. What he sees next sets the tone for everything that follows: the throne, the scroll, and the worthy Lamb. Revelation does not begin with terror on earth, but with worship in heaven. John stands before the throne of God, surrounded by angelic beings and elders clothed in white. Unlike Isaiah, who cried out in fear when confronted with God's holiness, John does not recoil. His sins, like those of all believers, have already been covered by the blood of Christ. But joy turns to anguish when John sees a scroll in the Father's hand, sealed with seven seals. A mighty angel asks the defining question of human history: who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? No one answers. John weeps, because the scroll represents the title deed to the earth. If it remains unopened, Satan's dominion continues and redemption is delayed. Then an elder speaks words that change everything: stop weeping. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. John turns, and sees a lamb, standing as if slain. Jesus Christ alone is worthy. Not because of raw power, but because he was slain and purchased men from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation with his blood. Heaven erupts in worship, the Lamb takes the scroll, and judgment begins, not out of rage, but out of rightful authority. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. When the seals are broken, the world is shaken. As the Lamb opens the first four seals, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are unleashed. A rider on a white horse brings false peace and conquest. A red horse follows, removing peace and igniting war. A black horse introduces famine and economic collapse. An ashen horse follows, named Death, killing a quarter of humanity. This is not a peaceful first half of the tribulation. From the very first seal, the world convulses under divine judgment. What human history has experienced in fragments, war, scarcity, disease, mass death, now unfolds globally and simultaneously. The fifth seal reveals martyrs crying out from beneath the altar, those who will come to faith after the rapture and pay for it with their lives. The sixth seal brings cosmic upheaval: earthquakes, a darkened sun, a blood-red moon, and the sky recoiling like a scroll. And for the first time, the people of earth say something unmistakable. They do not blame nature. They do not curse chance. They do not plead for mercy. They cry out to hide from the wrath of the Lamb. This is the moment all excuses collapse. These judgments are not merely human or satanic. Jesus Christ himself opens every seal. The Lamb who once absorbed God's wrath on behalf of sinners now releases it upon a world that rejected him. Seals are sealed, the question no one escapes. Revelation chapter 6 ends with a haunting question: who is able to stand? Scripture's answer is clear: only those who are sealed in Christ. Between the seals, God marks 144,000 Jewish believers who will proclaim the gospel during the tribulation. Many will be saved in those dark days, but often through martyrdom. The episode makes the warning unmistakable: no one is guaranteed another chance, another breath, or another tomorrow. The same Jesus who saves is the Jesus who judges. The same Lamb who was slain is the Lion who will roar. This episode is not meant to entertain. It is meant to awaken. Watch the full episode, Opening the Seal Judgments, Inquiring Minds, Christ in Prophecy. For more faithful, Bible-centered teaching on prophecy, the return of Christ, and the urgency of the times, visit Christ in Prophecy YouTube channel. https://www.youtube.com/@christineprophecy. Lamb and Lion Ministries website. https://christinprophecy.org/. There are only two outcomes. You will face the seals, or you will be sealed. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.